Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon to all of you. This is Dr. Susan, Thinking Outside the Box. So we are continuing our series with regard to the immune system. And last time we discussed some of the ways in which the immune system affects the body. And today, with our lovely speaker, Barbara Marquet, we are going to be talking about some of the more advanced and yet apparently esoteric methods of dealing with allergy symptoms and allergy elimination. One of the things I want to one of the things I want to remind all of you is that Ms. Marquet is going to be my guest speaker at our patient education lecture this month on April 23rd. It'll be from 6 to 8 at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615. There's free parking in the back after 6 o'clock, and I encourage all of you to please give me a call at 310-571-1212 to RSVP if you'd like to come. And with that, I am going to introduce again the lovely Barbara Marquet. And Barbara, thank you so much again for joining us this week.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to be able to talk about my favorite subject.
So I'm going to let you lead into it then. Talk to us about some of the different ways in which you affect allergies and help them to help the symptoms to calm down and or help to eliminate the severity and or occurrence, the duration, or any effect at all with things that are bothering people.
Okay. Well, besides using my hands and my energetic field, because I'm an energetic healer, I also combine technology and science with my methods, because I find that that really helps people to get the full range of everything we have available to us, you know, not just the, you know, one thing or the other. It's science plus metaphysics. So I use the cold laser, which I think we discussed last time, which
right.
makes the tissues of the body and the energetic field stronger rather than weaker in the presence of allergens, which
right.
is going to teach the nervous system and the brain computer, you know, we have a little computer in our brains,
it's
to
a
learn
marvelous
a different
computer.
Response. It is. But sometimes it goes down just like regular computers. And this is like pressing the reset button. We also talked about acupuncture, which is working with the meridians, and those are the energetic bus lines of the body, and how that, you know, sticking a needle in a particular point on one of these electrically conductive pathways opens and clears the meridians. It restores balance to the body. It reprograms the nervous system and the brain once again, the same kind of thing. And we talked about acupressure, that's gently stimulating the nerves along the spine. And this also wakes up the nervous system and reprograms it. And you had just a wonderful explanation last time about exactly how that works. And the last device that I use, that's a scientific technology kind of thing, are these two low-frequency devices that work with sound. They put out the sound waves. You really
and how does that work exactly with allergies?
It dissolves the stuck and blocked energies. Wherever there's energies that get blocked because of the allergens, you know, making your body react negatively, that creates blockages in the body, heat in the body. And these low-frequency devices work really great. You know, you just put it where it hurts, basically.
Yeah.
You know, wherever there's pain, that means there's a problem in that area and, you know, you got to do something about it. But these low-frequency devices work really, really well, I have found, with negative emotions. You know, we have stress, anxiety, the emotions, toxins in the environment, allergies. This overwhelms the body. All of this stuff takes the body to the overwhelm mode. Because it just can't deal with all of that stuff all at once, the way we live in our environment. And it especially affects the heart and the solar plexus chakras. Now, we haven't talked
about chakras.
Yeah, the chakras are really important. These are like energetic vortexes. I'm sure everyone's heard about chakras. They're like little tornadoes of energy, vortexes. And they spin from the front of your body, through your body, and out the back of the body. So they go horizontally. You know, the third eye is a well-known one, the throat chakra, the heart chakra, the solar plexus, the second chakra, and the first chakra. But the heart and solar plexus especially are taking on all of the emotional stuff, the stress, the anxiety, the issues. And they get overwhelmed, and then you have something called cognitive overload. And this is when you're just overloaded there. So your body starts pushing all of the issues, all of the stuff that needs to be dealt with to the back, to the back part of your chakra. The front chakras, the front part of the chakras is your expressed emotions. The back part of your chakras, on the ones that come through on the back, are your unexpressed emotions. So you're pushing all this stuff to the back because you can't deal with it right now. You know, you're pushing it to the back to deal with later. In a lot of cases, it's like, yeah, in your next life, mm-hmm. I'll deal with those issues. And that is where you end up, you know, dealing with it. So, you know, the tension builds up in your back because that's where your back is where you're taking all of that tension. It's not being dealt with, and there's more and more being pushed to the back. And that is a very, very common cause of back pain, especially lower back pain. You know, especially the sacrum, which is all the way down at the bottom of your spine. It's a place where we love to store fears, worries, and that's really your first chakra. That's the survival issues. A lot of money issues, you know, lower back problems. You find, you know, people come in with lower back problems, and it's like, oh, let's look, is it emotional? Oh, does it have to do with money issues? Yeah, that's a really common cause of that. Because your body has a physiological response to these negative emotions. You know, it's actually, it's just like with an allergy, it's a negative emotion that you're having, an issue. Your body's pumping out toxins, chemicals, that creates heat, that circulates all over the body, that creates more blockages. And then your body is out of balance. So your body gets overwhelmed. Then the next thing that goes down is your immune system. Your immune system gets overwhelmed, and that expresses by getting confused. So your immune system gets confused. It doesn't know the difference between self and non-self. So it sees a pesticide, say, it the same way it sees your liver. It doesn't know the difference between a pesticide and your liver. So it starts attacking the liver, right? It doesn't know the difference between what is yourself and what is not yourself. And then when that happens, then you get autoimmune disease.
Very good. So question for you, just to back up a step, with regard to how the emotional upset would affect your body's predilection to creating additional allergies. What I'm hearing is that there's a change in the chemistry with emotional upset, and that chemistry in your body then allows the body to be more susceptible to foreign invaders through any one of the number of entrance points. Now, we know 80% of that occurs in the gut, but you've also got the nasal passages as well. And you've got your lung barriers as well as your gut barriers, and then there could be the blood-brain barrier. So when the change in chemistry is occurring and these barrier systems are becoming compromised, allowing the potential antigens to get into the body and start to create problems, that's then where the devices that you utilize can come into play and basically assist the body to return to a greater state of homeostasis. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that correct?
That is very, very correct and beautifully, beautifully put.
A good yes, summary for our listening audience.
That was just perfect because all of this happens. And also, the biggest barrier is our skin.
Mm-hmm.
People really don't see the skin. It gets punctured and blood comes out. But we were talking a little bit last time about when you put creams and lotions and suntan lotion and all of these things on our skin, not realizing those things soak in through your skin and go right into your bloodstream. Now, one of the most notorious things that gets into our bloodstream through a very common thing is sunblock. Sunblock, yes, it blocks all the harmful rays of the sun, and it also blocks your ability to absorb vitamin D, which we need. So there has to be a balance somewhere, you know, to maybe not use so much sunblock and or take vitamin D supplements to realize that, you know, you do need that, you know?
I do. And that, my dear Miss Barbara, is where we are going to end for today, because I don't want you giving away the baby with the bathwater, and I want you to keep all those great little, you know, self-help tools for our audience when they come to visit us on the 23rd. Plus, we are going to be having an additional guest next week, who is affiliated with a vitamin company who has lots of different supplements that are really good for the people to take also to help dampen down allergic reactions or reactions to things like fungus or parasites or bacteria or viral infections, things just to boost the immune system so that it doesn't become quite so reactive. And Ms. Marquet, I would love it if you would join us for that one as well and put in your two cents and ask your questions and give the audience a little bit more information with regard to how that can play into the roles of eliminating, decreasing, or offsetting the negative effects of allergy reactions. Would you be able to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us today. And for our listening audience, thank you so much for joining us today. And please remember to tune us in for next Friday at 12:30 with Thinking Outside the Box with Dr. Susan Starler, all about your immune system. Everybody be well and have a wonderful week.